This week in the Missouri Senate, we look ahead to the upcoming session and take a unique look at renovations underway on the Capitol.
Three very bright individuals, and I'm looking forward to working with all three of them.
We start with a look ahead to the upcoming legislative session. Returning Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says you will see some new faces in the upper chamber next year.
We have three new senators in our caucus. We have Senator Lauren Arthur, as you know, from the western side of the state that was elected in a special. We have Senator Carla May that was elected from the city of St. Louis, and Senator-elect Brian Williams, who was elected from St. Louis County, whose district borders mine.
She also reiterates the need for infrastructure improvements in our state.
From top to bottom and left to right, our roads are shot. I really thought that that was an answer, but the people of Missouri, they've spoken. We need to go back to the drawing board and figure out another way to fund these roads.
Senator Walsh adds the same holds true for labor issues.
The people of Missouri have spoken. They resoundingly said what they thought about right to work. I would hope that this legislature listens to them and we move on from that issue.
The next regular session starts in January.
Preserving history is an incredibly important component of what we do here.
As lawmakers make their way to Jefferson City, they have to walk through a building currently shrouded for major renovation work. The project started earlier this year and is expected to conclude at the end of 2020. Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia is a member of the Missouri State Capitol Commission. He says the Capitol's exterior has never been redone in its 100 years.
I think us being mindful enough of the current state of the Capitol and being willing to take on, you know, kind of the big task of making sure that it looks structurally what it needs to be for generations to come, I think is probably the greatest legacy we'll leave as lawmakers.
Senator Rowden also says too many people don't realize what a treasure they have in the Missouri Capitol.
And we've talked about ways to get folks to understand how beautiful the place is to the point that they actually want to come and experience it. And I'm in the state senate and probably had been here maybe two times before I got elected.
He also says other capitals are undergoing similar work.
I went up and toured the Minnesota State Capitol, and they had just done a $300 million renovation, and it was beautiful, but you saw even, you know, just the guts of this building and what it has naturally. It was no comparison, and Minnesota was a beautiful building.
The renovation comes as part of a $40 million bonding project the legislature approved in 2014. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.